more calm, I guess, or whatever. But, you know, you can't read into stuff like that too much. I mean, I know I don't. I mean, it's any given Sunday. You know, whoever comes out more prepared and whoever wants it more is going to win, no matter the experience or the statistics of who's, you know, supposed to win, whatever the bet people say, whatever. Just none of that matters. The only thing that matters is, you know, who shows up that day.
Rashard Mendenhall, yes, man. I mean, you guys have placed them all this year. I mean,
right.
What's special about that guy? He's been a productive guy for him.
I think it's his ability to, not only is he big and fast, I think he's quick. And he do that little jump cut thing. And I think it could be effective if, you know, you over-pursue him. I think he can definitely hurt you coming on the backside. So just we got to really stay home and, you know, bring our technique when we hit him.
Do you expect him to try to pound it at you?
You know what, I think so, maybe. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, it could be a thing that they think they could just pound it on us, you know. And if that's their game plan, you know, good luck.
How about, you know, your blitzer and stuff like that? What's your game plan for getting Roethlisberger down?
I mean, like he doesn't really have a plan on how, you know, he's in the pocket moving. You know, he doesn't really have a plan. And, I mean, we don't really have a plan either. Just when you get to him, make sure you wrap up and hold on.
You know, he's a productive scrambler, but he looks like hell doing it. It doesn't look like he's moving very fast, but, you know, it's productive. But, like, how does that happen, man?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that's why he's, you know, Big Ben. You know, I think the way he, you know, plays is him. You know, I think he's the definition of himself, and I don't think nobody else could do it. And he does it effective, and you know, he prolongs plays and find guys open later in the downs, and he does it well. And I think that's why he's, you know, have experience in the Super Bowl. But at the same time, we just got to get after him. You know, we got guys who's going to hunt him down and get him on the ground.
Desmond, I'm sure you remember watching a lot of Super Bowls as a kid. Can you believe that you're going to be playing in a Super Bowl next week?
No, I can't. I'm still wondering when it's going to really, really hit me. It still feels so surreal. You know, I'm still waiting for that moment where it just hits me. But it hasn't came yet.
When do the nerves actually set in?
I'm not sure. I'm still waiting. I kind of just feel like it's like a regular week, you know, regular Wednesday practice on Friday, and you know, just kind of going out there and executing the game plan, and you know, regular game, you know. I guess maybe when we get down there and start practicing a little bit, and you know, actually be in Dallas, maybe, you know, something to kick in.
At some point, you have to shut everybody off, like two or three days out, and just say, you know, I can't do anything anymore. I got to focus on this game.
Oh yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's important. You know, we do it here. You know, on a regular, you know, game. You know, Friday, Saturday, you gotta tune out and get mentally prepared and focused. And I don't think it'll be any different.
Any time to work on the movie script while this is all going on?
Oh heck, no. I didn't even think. I don't really have time at all. I'm kind of focused on the game plan, focused on, you know, what we got to do for the Super Bowl.
Might you add a chapter into your script about a Super Bowl experience or something?
If it fits, it's possible. But, you know, I'm really just trying to soak it all in. You know, this whole season has been, like, been surreal. So I'm just trying to soak it all in.
Thanks, Desmond.
You're welcome.
Lots of different guys on this defensive end. There's BJ. I mean, what's it meant to you guys just to have so many different guys who can change a game?
It just gives us like supreme confidence. You know, we're on the field, and no matter what the situation is, just confidence that somebody's gonna make a play. You know, one out of 11 is. Can come up big at any moment, and we don't even blink.
Does anybody say anything in the huddle, like, all right, it's my turn now, or it's your turn to do something? I mean, you guys like,
not really. It's almost like a unspoken thing. It's like, you know, I think we make eye contact and like, you know, like, let's do it. You know, this is what we do. And it's unspoken, and you know, it's everybody feels it though. Everybody knows, like, you know, who is it? Whoever, you know, whatever person gets the opportunity, they cash in.
Desmond, are you getting a sense of what this means to the community and just the state to have you guys playing for a Super Bowl?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I really think the fans are really more excited right now than we are. Because, you know, I mean, it's kind of weird because, you know, most of the fans have been fans since they was, like, little kids, you know. We kind of, you know, I've been here 4 years, you know, and I, you know, this is definitely, you know, my home, my family, you know, my team. But at the same time, it's like their life, you know, since they were born, you know, and that goes from, you know, ages from, you know, whatever to 70, 80-year-old people. So it's like they're more excited than we are right now.